奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续来学习圣经的道理。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we continue to study the Bible.
我们今天下午呢，来学习，我们要紧紧跟随我们的主。
And this afternoon, we will study the topic "Follow our Lord steadfastly."
我们跟着谁，我们跟在谁的后面，通常我们的动作就会像他一样。
So whoever we follow, we will act like them.
我们一般人哦，在小的时候，我们都会找一个，我们会觉得说，你觉得可以让你效法的人哈，当一个模型，然后你就会想要让自己跟他很像。
And so when we are young, we will often find someone to be our example, and we will imitate them.
所以小孩子在小的时候，他如果能够有一些很正面的、很积极的、很认真的追求人做他的学习的对象，对孩子的成长很关键。
And so it is key for a child to find someone very proactive and very positive to imitate.
那这也让我们了解说，我们孩子他是跟哪一种人在学习有关系。所以我们孩子的老师很重要。
And so we know that the teacher of our child is very important.
我们现在在教会里面是来跟随主耶稣的。
And so when we come to church, we follow Jesus.
我们现在成为耶稣的门徒。
And we are his disciple.
那我们现在要紧紧的跟随耶稣，要跟他一样，效法他。
So we need to hold fast to our Lord Jesus steadfastly.
我们看一看，圣经里面一段一句话。我们先看诗篇六十三篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 63.
诗篇六十三篇。
Psalm 63.
我们请来读第八节。
Let us read verse 8.
诗篇六十三篇第八节。
Psalm 63 verse 8.
我心紧紧地跟随你，你的右手扶持我。
My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand upholds me.
这一篇六十三篇是大卫的诗。
And Psalm 63 is the song of David.
那如果你看他的题注哈，他在旷野的时候做这个诗的。
So if we look at the subtitle, David wrote this when he was in the wilderness.
好，那他在旷野的时代就是我们现在在读撒母耳记下大卫记上跟记下里面大卫的一生里面所发生过的事情。
So the stories of when David was in the wilderness was recorded in 1st and 2nd Samuel.
那他其实经历患难的时候他就是借着求告神、寻求神而得到拯救，也在疲乏当中得到力量的。
And when he encountered tribulation, it is through relying on God and seeking God, he was saved.
那他这一章的历史很有可能就是他在逃避亚撒龙追杀的时候所发生的。
So the history behind the psalm is probably when he was escaping and fleeing from Absalom.
就是撒母耳记下十五章到十七章里面所发生过的。
Which is recorded in 2 Samuel chapter 15 to 17.
好，那他说我的心要紧紧的跟随你，然后你用右手扶持我，就是当他跟随主的时候，基本上他就得到保护了。
So he says that my soul follows close behind you and your right hand upholds me. So when he follows the Lord, he was protected.
那大卫其实本身他也是许多人跟随的对象啊。
And David is someone who had many followers.
大卫逃避扫罗追杀的时候，你看在旷野曾经有一群，你看有600个人紧紧的跟随他。
So when he was fleeing from Saul, we can see that there are 600 men who followed him in the wilderness.
那他自己本身 是有人跟随的人哦。
So he himself is someone that people follow and look up to.
但是他并没有把自己当作一个很伟大的人物，很有领导力的人所以认为说他像一个英雄一样。
But he did not see himself as a hero, someone that is important.
他其实反过来他很谦卑的知道说，如果不是有神，他什么都失去，什么都没有，他甚至连命都活不了。
But rather he is so humble to the point that he understands that if not for God's protection, he will not be alive.
他说他要紧紧的跟随主。
And he say his soul will follow close behind God.
那也说明他的心很坚定，就是他一直看着主，而且他不曾动摇。
It tells us that he have a steadfast heart and he always look up to the Lord.
而且是要一直跟到底。
And he continued to follow him to the end.
今天有些时候，你看有些人啊，跟随啊，我们跟随谁啊？不，没有两下子，时间情势一转变就换了。
And today we can see some people they will follow a certain leader for some time, and when the situation changed, they will not be loyal.
那所以，如果我们今天紧紧的跟随主，我们的生活，我们的追求，我们。不管遇到什么样的冲击，我们都不会离开的。
So if we follow the Lord steadfastly, then no matter what we encounter, we will not leave Him.
那所以跟随的人他基本上都会就会照着这个领导的在前面走那个人做一样的动作。
So as a follower, you will follow what your leader do.
像大卫他。在撒母耳记下第一章他有一个动作，然后他跟随人就跟他这样一起做。
So in Second Samuel chapter one, David did something, and then his followers did the same.
我们看撒母耳记下第一章。
Yeah, turn to Second Samuel chapter one.
撒母耳记下第一章。
Second Samuel chapter one.
那这里是记载扫罗王已经死了，战死在战场上。
And so here the story, the background is Saul was dead on the battlefield.
那大卫那个时候，他是不知道扫罗王已经死了。
And David at that time did not know that Saul was already dead.
那当有人来报告的时候
，So when someone told him about this news,
然后就说大卫死了。
He said Saul was dead.
扫罗死了，对，扫罗死了。然后我们现在看第十一节。
That's reverse 11.
大卫就撕裂衣服，跟随他人也是如此。
Therefore, David took hold of his own clothes and tore them, and so did all the men.
十二节，而且悲哀哭嚎，禁食到晚上，是因为扫罗和他儿子约拿单，并神的民以色列家的人倒在刀下。
Verse 12, and they mourned and wept and fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan his son, for the people of the Lord and for the house of Israel.
大卫跟约拿单的关系，这个写得很清楚，他们心里相连，像那个好像命连在一起的。约拿单一死，大卫一定很伤心，那是必然的。
And so we all know that David and Jonathan they are best friends and their hearts are linked together. So when he died, he will be very sorrowful.
扫罗是要追杀大卫的人。
Saul is someone that's been pursuing after David.
但是扫罗他是神的受膏者。
But Saul was the anointed one of God.
他代表的是这个国度的荣耀，是跟神的国有关系的。
So he represented the glory of God's kingdom.
现在这个王被杀。
But now that the king was killed.
对大卫来说，这个已经超越了他跟扫罗之间那些不愉快的经验了。
So to David, this already surpasses his relationship with Saul.
所以他看到，他听到扫罗被杀，他撕裂衣服。
So when he heard this news, he tore his clothes.
因为这个就是代表他在神面前他的悲哀，因为他为扫罗悲哀，他为约拿单哭泣，他为了神的国度遭遇这样的患难跟羞辱而撕裂衣服，他真的是像家里办丧事一样的那么痛苦。
So he tore his clothes to show how sorrowful that he is because he the king of God's king has fallen.
大卫能够有这样的反应，这个我们如果了解他跟神的关系，他敬畏神的那种态度是可以了解的。
So we can understand his reaction because of his relationship with God.
那问题现在是跟随大卫人，他们也是这样做。
But now we can see that his followers, these followers of David, also did the same.
他们的这个心，我们因为圣经没有写，我们也不知道。不过他们。很多的时候，他们的动作其实都是跟着大卫而有的了。
And so we can see that his followers just follow what he does.
那这个就是说明 今天我们如果 跟从了谁以后，他有什么动作，他有什么反应，基本上我们也会很类似的跟着做。
And it shows that whoever we follow, we will copy their action.
那我们要确定，今天我们所跟随的是主，而不是人。
And so today we need to be sure that we follow our God and not a human.
因为人会变的。
Because man will change.
人的心哦，等一下就180度转换了。
And the hearts of men will change drastically.
那我们也知道，当如果一个人知道，或者是一个国家知道说，本来你跟随我的，你现在竟然背叛我了，你知道那个心会很难过的。
And when someone betray you, you will be very sorrowful.
那我们今天哦，要了解那个，我们认识我们所跟从的主，而且我们要了解他的心。
And so today we need to understand our God, who we follow, and we need to understand His heart.
那么我们愿意哈。什么事情哦，都以主耶稣为榜样。
So that we can see our Lord Jesus as set him as our example.
来紧紧的跟随他。
So that we can follow him closely.
我们不会跟着因为社会潮流的变换，或者是今天这个时代，或者是我们年纪增长之后，我们就有不同的想法，我们就走我们自己的路，就不管主了。
And our ways of thinking will not be swayed away from the trend of the world as we get older.
那我们来看一下撒母耳记下第二十章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 20.
撒母耳记下第二十章。
2 Samuel chapter 20.
来读一下，从第一节开始读。
Let's read from verse 1.
撒母耳记下二十章第一节。
2 Samuel chapter 20 verse 1.
在那里恰巧有一个匪徒啊，名叫示巴，是便雅悯人比利基的儿子。他吹角说：“我们与大卫无份，与耶西的儿子无涉。以色列人啊，你们各回各家去吧。”
Verse 1. And there happened to be there a rebel whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, a Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no share in David, nor do we have inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tent, O Israel."
第二节。
Verse 2.
于是以色列人都离开大卫了，跟随比基利的儿子示巴。但犹大人从约旦河直到耶路撒冷，都紧紧跟随他们的王。
Verse 2, so every man of Israel deserted David and followed Sheba the son of Bichri, but the men of Judah from the Jordan as far as Jerusalem remained loyal to their king.
你看到这里哈，二十章一开头，其实前面十九章所描述那一件事情哦，不能忽略的。
And so what is explained to us, and we cannot neglect what happened in chapter 19.
其实就是现在大卫逃避亚沙龙追杀，现在要回到耶路撒冷来继续当王的时候，以色列人跟犹大人在原理上出现了一些冲突，反正他们在这件事情闹得很不愉快了。
And so the background to this is David was returning from fleeing from Absalom, and then the people of Israel and Judah have different agreements.
现在犹大人哈、先到约旦河边去迎接大卫，要回到耶路撒冷来。
So the people of Judah went to by the Jordan, River Jordan to welcome David back.
其实要邀请大卫重新回到耶路撒冷来当王，这个想法是由以色列人提出来的。
But it was the Israelites who thought of welcoming David back to Jerusalem as their king.
但最后真的迎接王回到耶路撒冷的，以色列他们竟然不知道。
But the Israelites, they do not know about David returning.
所以那个以色列人哦，哇，他们就很不高兴了。
And so they were very unhappy.
第四十一节，十九章的四十一节。
In chapter 19, verse 41.
以色列众人来见王，对他说：“我们的弟兄犹大人，为什么暗暗送王和王的家眷，并跟随王的人过约旦河呢？”
And 41, just then all the men of Israel came to the king and said to the king, "Why have our brethren, the men of Judah, stolen you away and brought the king, his household, and all of David's men with him across the Jordan?"
这些以色列人他们是对王讲的，对大卫王说的。
So this is what the men of Israel said to the king.
所以事实上是跟大卫王在抱怨。
They were actually complaining to David.
好了， 但是大卫身边有许多犹大人啊。
But there are a lot of men of Judah around David.
所以第四十二节，犹大众人就回答以色列人说：“因为王与我们是亲属啊，你们为什么因这事就发怒呢？我们吃的王的什么东西呢？王赏赐了我们什么礼物呢？”
42. So all the men of Judah answered the men of Israel, because the king is a close relative of ours. Why then are you angry over this matter? Have we ever eaten at the king's expense, or has he given us any gifts?
如果我们只是看第四十一节，就不知道说，其实当时候以色列人他们是很生气的，他们来找来跟王理论，其实也等于是在跟犹大人兴师问罪啊，为什么你们做这件事情没有通知我们？
And so the men of Israel, they are actually very angry by what the men of Judah did.
好，那结果犹大人听到就说，为什么？因为我们跟王是亲属，他跟我们同支派的啊。
And then the men of Judah replied and say, because the king is a close relative of ours, we're the same tribe.
我们也不是说王说要送我们礼物我们才来的，我们是诚心想要迎接他回到耶路撒冷来做王啊。
And we just wanted to welcome him back as our king. It's not like we have received any gifts.
好好，这个时候以色列人就回答四十三节。
Verse 43, the men of Israel replied,
按支派，我们与王有十分的情分，在大卫身上，我们也比你们更有情分。你们为什么藐视我们？请王回来不先与我们商量呢？但犹大人的话比以色列人的话更硬。
And 43, and the men of Israel answered the men of Judah and said, We have 10 shares in the king, therefore we also have more right to David than you. Why then do you despise us? Were we not the first to advise bringing back our king? Yet the word of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel.
其实圣经在这里这样写的时候，就是已经埋下了一个伏笔，将来这个南北，犹大国，犹大人跟以色列人会分裂的，那个原因在这里。
So here we can see that they have already planted the seed of why the kingdom of Judah and Israel will separate in the future.
因为到后来，其实差不多几十年之后，真的就国家就分裂了。
And indeed, after a few decades, the kingdom was separated into two.
从大卫之后，然后接下去所罗门做王四十年，接下去国家就分了。
And so after King David and King Solomon, after 40 years, the kingdom split.
那他们当时候其实已经觉得说，你们现在做什么事没有跟我商量，你藐视我，你们为什么不尊重我们呢？
So at that time they already felt they have been despised because they have not told them about what was to happen.
那这个时候其实就是他们这个支派之间已经有矛盾，他们内心不服，觉得说你怎么不尊重我们，你怎么做什么事情我都自己做决定，然后也没有想到说这是整体的，他们很不高兴啊。
So within these tribes, they already have conflicts and they don't feel respected because they were not told of what happened.
那可是犹大人的话比以色列人更硬，表示说这个时候谁都不让，谁都不屈服，谁都不让谁了。
Here it says the word of the men of Judah were fiercer than the words of the men of Israel.
但是大卫的国度之前才因为亚撒龙的叛变才分裂一次而已啊。
And the kingdom of David actually split because of Absalom before.
有些人跟随大卫，有些人跟随亚撒龙。
So some people follow David and some follow Absalom.
但看起来其实跟随亚撒龙的人数是多数的，大卫是逃亡出去的。
And it seems that the majority follow Absalom, so that is why David fled.
好，现在要回到耶路撒冷去重新把整个国家统合起来，这个事情又遇到波折。
But now David was to return to Jerusalem to regroup his kingdom, and here there are more conflicts.
好，所以第二十章的一开始，他就用一个很非常重要的字眼说，在那里恰巧有一个人，这个人叫示巴。
So the beginning of chapter 20 it says there happened to be a rebel whose name was Sheba.
那这个恰巧表示说，刚好在这个局势，在这个场面当中，这个人出现在以色列人里面。
So and during the situation, there happened to this man who appeared in the land of Israel.
那其实这个叫做时势造英雄。
And because of the environment or the background, this hero was born.
就是说，刚好有这个机会让示巴抓住了。
And because there happened to be this opportunity, which Sheba hold on to.
所以其实他本身就已经不是想要跟随大卫，想要大卫回耶路撒冷去的人。
So he did not wish to follow David, and he did not wish for David to return to Jerusalem.
他现在看到这个局势可用，他就站起来。你看他说，他就吹角说，我们跟大卫有什么份？他跟我们有什么关系？
And so
为什么要跟随他？
So that is why he took hold of the situation, and he blew a trumpet and said, "We have no share in David, nor do we have inheritance in the son of Jesse."
所以接下去他跟以色列人说，你们各回各家去了。
And so every man of Israel, they deserted David.
那示巴的这些话，他这个煽动的话语，四十年之后，那个耶罗波安拿出来用了。
And these words are spoken by Sheba, Jeroboam actually used, said it again after 40 years.
我们如果看列王记上的十二章。
If we turn to 1 Kings chapter 12.
列王记上十二章。
1 Kings chapter 12.
这是所罗门。已经过去了。
So this is when King Solomon had passed.
他的儿子罗伯安接续作王。
And his son Rehoboam became king.
现在耶罗伯安起来号召百姓离开。
And Jeroboam came up and he told the people.
我们现在看十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
列王记上十二章的十六节。
First King chapter 12 verse 16.
请读这一句。
16. Now when O Israel saw that the king did not listen to them, the people answered the king, saying, What share have we in David? We have no inheritance in the son of Jesse. To your tents, O Israel. Now see to your own houses, O David.
好，怎么样？大卫，以色列家，各回各家去吧。大卫家，你们自己顾自己好了。我们跟你分了。
And so they tell them to go to their own tents and to their own houses.
在这样一个有人带头号召之下，结果以色列人就跟着示巴走了。
And so under this circumstance, people followed Sheba.
我们就看到说，他们为什么这么容易的就离开大卫，然后就跟着这个示巴？这个是到底是谁啊？这个人
？So who is this person Sheba? Why do people just follow him and left David?
圣经说以色列人就离开大卫，就跟随这个人走了。
And the Bible tells us every man of Israel deserted David and followed Sheba.
那其实他们是对整个局势不满，就是以色列人呐哈。
So the men of Israel, they are not happy and satisfied with the whole situation.
他们觉得他们被忽略，他们被藐视，没有得到应该有的尊重。
They felt they've been neglected and they have not been respected.
意思说，王，你今天要回来，你应该要跟我们商量商量啊。要怎样做比较好啊？为什么你都不通知我们一声？然后犹大人怎么说你就怎么做，就直接这样行了呢
？And so they felt that if David wished to return, he should have told them beforehand to prepare them and not just to listen to the men of Judah.
这里说明我们人有一个心态。
And here it tells us that as a man, we have a type of attitude.
我们很怕被忽略了。
We don't want to feel neglected.
如果什么事情要决定，我没有参与其中，你没有征询我的意见，我就很不高兴了。
If people do not ask for our opinion on a certain matter, we will not be happy.
那当时候以色列百姓他们觉得他们很重要啊。
And so the men of Israel they felt they are very important.
所以他们跟犹大人说，如果按支派，我们这边有十个支派，我们跟王哦，有十分的情分，你按支派。你们犹大才一支派，我们有多少支派啊
？And so the men of Israel say they have, if you count the tribes, they have 10 tribes, in the land of Israel.
那所以这个时候你就会看到说，我们人哈、哦，其实很在意我们自己的自尊。
And Judah only has 1 tribe, so we can see that as a man, our self-esteem is, very important.
我们今天要跟随主哈、哦，如果没有把我们这个自尊拿掉，其实。很多情况会跟走不完，就是我们跟主跟不到底了。
So today, if we wish to follow Lord Jesus, if we do not look lightly upon our own self-esteem, then we cannot follow Him till the end.
我们今天信耶稣哈，一定要想这个问题，主耶稣所说的话。
And so this is a problem or a question that we should ponder upon when we follow.
我们要紧紧的跟随主，其实一定先要懂得舍己。舍弃自我的这个，我觉得我很重要这样的一个概念。
If we wish to follow Jesus, then we need to first give up ourselves and our own self-esteem.
那不然，我们可能在一段时间我们会跟随，但是在下一个情况发生的时候，我们可能就走了 ，say goodbye 了。
Or else when we face some situation, we might not continue to follow our Lord.
马太福音第十六章，我们常常在读的经文。
And Matthew chapter 16 is something that we often read.
再想一想看。
So we need to ponder upon it.
十六章的第二十四节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 26.
耶稣对门徒说，若人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。16章的第24节。
16 verse 24. Then Jesus said to his disciple, If anyone desire to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
这个舍己就是说，我们要了解说我其实不重要。
So to deny your own self is to know that you are not important.
所以其实我们本来是将亡，我们本来就是该死的人呢。
So we are originally we ought to be dead.
因为我们是罪人，本来就是罪的结局就是一定死亡，我们是本来就是死的那个。
Because we are all sinners and the consequence of sinners are dead.
那现在跟从耶稣，我们要变活的。
But today when we follow Jesus, we will be alive.
那现在要跟随耶稣，要活的人跟随他，现在这个脑筋，我们的观念要用主耶稣的观念才有办法跟他。
And so we need to think of the matter with the heart of Jesus.
所以这个舍己就是说，我们要真的认识主，知道我们个人其实我们人基本上不重要。
And to deny ourselves means that we need to understand that we are not important.
今天在教会里面呢，我们要有时候会遇到一个问题，就是说有些人他们会觉得说，好像我没有被尊重，人家做什么事什么没有先问我，我不知道。觉得说很受伤。
Today at church, sometimes we will feel, some people will feel hurtful because people do not ask for their opinion and they do not feel respected.
当我们觉得很受伤的时候，其实这个就是一个考验呢。
And when we felt like we've been hurt, this is a trial.
我们会觉得说，好像什么人不尊重我。
And when we feel that some so and so do not respect me.
但是真的，我们有那么重要吗？
But then, are we really that important?
或者是我们会很在意说某某人要很重视我才可以。
Well, we want someone to show, to say that we are important to them.
如果某一些人不重视我，那我就觉得我在这里没有价值。
If some people do not respect me, then I cannot find my value here.
其实要想主耶稣这句话。
But we need to think of this verse by Jesus.
要跟随主，要舍己。
So whoever wish to desire to come after me, let him deny himself.
我们今天最重要的就是要看到主耶稣的价值。
And we need to see the preciousness of Jesus.
然后要看到他所要赐给我们的恩典。
And we need to see the grace that he wished to give us.
然后我们现在都是一个蒙恩的人。
And today we are all people of that have received grace.
那我们如果认识主，知道说主他是怎么样来拯救人，他是何等的看重我们每一个生命的时候。
And if we understand how God has placed importance on us and how he treasures our lives.
其实当别人怎么待我就无所谓。
Then it doesn't matter how other people treat us.
我们会很在意主怎么看我们。
What we care about is how God sees us.
那对别人怎么看我们，他们是用什么样的态度来对待，其实我们就会觉得说，这个已经无关紧要。
So we will look lightly upon how other people perceive us.
那但是主会说他的话，下一句话不能忘记，他说你要背起十字架来跟从我。
And then Jesus continued to say and take up his cross and follow me.
所以是说，当我们愿意调整我们的心态，舍己，我们不会在意人的荣耀或者人对我们的尊重的时候，其实接下去我们有一些改变要做着，就是要跟随，这个就是要背十字架的。
So after you deny yourself, there's an action you need to take, which is to take up the Lord's cross.
那这个十字架是一个重量，有时候也是要受苦。
So a cross is something that is weighted, so it means that you will suffer.
因为背十字架背到最后一定是要被钉上去的。
Because after you take up the cross, then in the end you will be nailed on the cross.
所以背十字架不是来当运动的哦，健身。
So
背久了之后就越来越强壮。
And to put on the cross, it doesn't mean it's a form of exercise, enjoyment.
背十字架到最后是要自己把它钉上去。
So in the end, you will be crucified.
是自己愿意被钉十字架的。
And you are willing to be crucified.
那保罗说，我们背十字架其实有一个含义是， 到最后我们要把，如果我们知道我们是活的，我们要把世界钉十字架。
And Paul said, when you put on the cross, if we are living, in the end, you need to put to death the world.
所以我们现在看到的，真的对我们有价值、有意义的，就是耶稣本身而已。
So what is important to us and precious to us is Jesus himself.
包括我们自己本身都觉得说没有重要。
Including our own self, we will not think of it as important.
那这个主耶稣他所要成就的国度，这个才是重点。
And so the important thing is for Jesus' kingdom to come.
所以要紧紧跟随主。
So we need to follow the Lord steadfastly.
把自己舍己。
And we need to deny ourselves.
背十字架跟从他。
And to take up his cross and follow him.
把自己钉上十字架。
And to crucify yourself.
同时也把世界钉十字架。
At the same time, you also crucify the world.
好，现在我们来看加拉太书。
Let's turn to the book of Galatians.
加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6,
第十四节
verse 14.
加太书六章十四节
Galatians chapter 6, verse 14.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上了。
14. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world.
我们被钉十字架，所以对世界来说，我们是死人一个。
So we because we have been crucified, so to the world we are dead.
我们他们觉得有兴趣的、有价值的，我们觉得不一样。
What other people think is important or valuable is not what we think.
对我们来说，世界钉十字架。
And to us, we have crucified the world.
所以我们不会跟随这个世界，因为在十字架上就已经死了。
And so that is why we will not follow the trend of the world.
死的就没有吸引力了。
Because they are dead, they do not entice us.
所以我们现在看这个世界就不会觉得有吸引力。
So when we look at this world today, we will not be enticed.
我们会跟随耶稣。
We will follow our Lord Jesus.
那主耶稣在哪里？
And where is our Lord?
在天上活着。
He is in heaven.
所以我们跟随他，到最后我们是回到天上，永远活着。
So if we follow him, then in the future we will go up to the heaven and live forever.
所以在世上我们就不怕死。
And so in this world, we will not be afraid of dying.
不怕死，我们如果怕死也会死。
Because even though if you are afraid of dying, you will still die.
不会，因为你怕死就不会就死不了，一定会死的。
And no matter what you are afraid of, you will still die one day.
但是在耶稣里面，我们不怕死，因为我们胜过死亡，因为我知道死了之后我们去哪里。
But in Christ, we have overcome death because we know where we will go.
当我们紧紧跟随主的时候，其实我们就已经胜过死亡。
So if we follow Jesus closely, then we have overcome death.
好，所以你现在看以色列人，他们不要跟从大卫了。
So if we look at the Israelites now, they do not wish to follow David.
他们对大卫说：“你顾你的家去，我们走我们自己的路。”
And they told David to return to his home, and they will return to their tents.
他们去跟随了那个示巴。
They decided to follow Sheba.
那但是我们是想说哈，他们之前不是这样子很诚意的说：“哦，大卫，你回来当我们继续当我们的王啊。”
And so didn't they just welcome David open arms?
你是神所高的受膏者啊。
Didn't they just say you are the anointed one of God?
好，看回来撒母耳记下第十九章。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 19.
第十九章。
Chapter 19.
撒母耳记下哈。第十九章，我们看前面那里。
2 Samuel chapter 19.
我们请读第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
第十节哈。
Verse 10, but Absalom, who we anointed over us, has died in battle. Now, therefore, why do you say nothing about bringing back the king?
好，你看这里说，我们为什么不要出一言请王回来呢？为什么不要
？So why don't they do nothing about bringing back the king?
他们现在也知道说，他们跟随那个王亚撒王死掉了。
And they know that the Absalom who they follow have died.
那现在应该请王回来啊。
So now they should bring back their king.
好，那个大卫就真的想要回来了。
And so David wished to return.
那可是现在示巴一号召，他们又走了。
But now that when Sheba called, they followed him.
啊，就是因为这当中有跟犹大人这些争执、话语上的这些不愉快而已。
And just because of the little conflict between the men of Judah.
你就看到说这个人的心哦， 等一下这样，等一下又换了。
We can see that the men of heart, they are not very steadfast.
我们跟随我们的主，我们对主耶稣基督的认识会这样子肤浅吗？
And are we the superficial when we follow our Lord?
这是为什么？我们要不断的追求去认识神，要竭力的去认识他。
And that is why we need to be proactive to understand and know our God.
那这个就要在信仰上下功夫，在真理上下功夫，在祷告上下功夫，才会有办法建立跟神这个深入的关系。
And to do this, we need to spiritually cultivate ourselves to build a strong relationship with our God.
好，那我们看到这个就是一个提醒了哈。
And so this is a reminder to us.
再我们再看回来撒母耳记下第二十章。
And let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 20.
二十章，好了，接下去这个示巴带领以色列人叛变又分出 一群人去了。
And so the rebellion of Sheba, he took a group of people with him.
最后只有犹大紧紧的跟随他们的王回到耶路撒冷。
So in the end, only the men of Judah followed David back to Jerusalem.
好，那现在大卫要重新收复这个犹大人的心，整个以色列国度的这个民心要合在一起的。
And King David needs to take the heart of the men of Judah so they can be united.
但是先要解决这个示巴这个叛变的问题。
But they need to first solve the rebellion of Sheba.
所以现在他就是请亚玛撒，请因为亚玛撒是之前亚沙龙的元帅。
So he said to Amasa, who was the marshal for Absalom.
那现在大卫是准备重用这个亚玛撒来取代约押的。
And so David wanted to use Amasa to replace Joab.
好，那现在他就让亚玛撒有一个任务，三日之内去把犹大人召聚来，要来去对抗，要来去来攻打这个示巴。
So he gave Amasa a mission, which is to assemble the men of Judah for me within 3 days.
好，那当然他过了这个期限。但是也有许多人跟随他。
So many people follow him, but then he did not complete this mission within the time frame.
在他还没有他单言的王的这个所限的日期之后，大卫请亚比塞先带领一些人去追示巴去了。
And so, because he delayed longer than the time set by David, he appointed Abishai to go after Sheba.
那这个时候大卫也没有叫约押率军队去追哦，他是对亚比塞说的。
So at that time David did not tell Joab to follow him. He told Abishai to go.
但是之前约押是元帅啊。
But Joab was the marshal before.
现在显然哦，大卫王有意要把约押拿起来了。
So we can see that King David does not wish to use Joab.
什么事情都不要让他做了。
He doesn't want to.
他叫亚玛撒去做，他叫亚比塞去做。
He did not want to tell Joab to do these. Instead, he asked Amasa and Abishai.
好了，我们知道这个事情哈，我们读过就知道。后来约押哈用他的刀就把这个亚玛撒杀了。
But then later, the story goes that Joab killed Amasa.
那亚玛撒一死，你看接下去发生什么事情
？So what happened after Amasa died?
我们看，我们先看第十节。
That's reverse 10.
亚玛撒没有防备约押手里所拿的刀，约押用刀刺入他的肚腹，他的肠子留在地上，没有再刺他，就死了。
10. But Amasa did not notice the sword that was in Joab's hand, and he struck him with it in the stomach, and his entrails poured out to the ground.
好，然后约押跟他的兄弟亚比塞就追赶比基利人的儿子那个示巴去了。
Then Joab and Abishai his brother pursued Sheba the son of Bichri.
好，那现在第十一节
，Verse 11，
有约押的一个少年人，就是拿兵器的他的侍从，站在亚玛撒尸身旁边，对众人说了：“谁喜悦约押，谁归顺大卫，就当跟随约押去。”
Verse 11. Meanwhile, one of Joab's men stood near Amasa and said, "Whoever favors Joab and whoever is for David, follow Joab."
好，那接下去十二节，亚玛撒在道路上滚在自己的血里。那人见众民经过都站住，就把亚玛撒的尸身从路上挪到田间，用衣服遮盖了。
12, but Amasa wallowed in his blood in the middle of the highway, and when the man saw that all the people stood still, he moved Amasa from the highway to the field and threw a garment over him.
死掉人没有人会去 跟他的。
So of course no one will follow a dead man.
啊，结果第十三节，尸身从路上挪移之后，众民就都跟随约押去追赶比基利的儿子示每了，示巴了。
13, when he was removed from the highway, all the people went on after Joab to pursue Sheba the son of Bichri.
你现在看，这个就是人的人心的这个善变。本来跟随亚玛撒的这些人，现在听到那个亚比塞这样一说哈，又全部又都去跟约押了。
So such is the heart of men. So initially they follow Amasa, but now that he was killed, they follow Joab.
他现在。这个亚比塞 所说的哈，啊，这个应该是说这个少年人说的。他说：“谁喜悦约押，谁归顺大卫，就当跟随约押去哦。”
And so whoever favors Joab, and whoever is for David, follow Joab.
他就把跟随大卫跟随约押把他画等号了。
And so he tell them that if you want to follow David, you just follow Joab.
你如果归顺大卫的，你就跟随约押去。
So if you follow David, you follow Joab.
那这个时候约押哈再一次成为元帅，这个他的元帅怎么他的身份怎么来的
？And so once again, Joab became a marshal, and how did he achieve that?
是约押这个少年人，他在亚玛撒尸体旁边。对众人这样宣告之后，哎，众人就跟着去了。
And this is because of the word of Joab's men who stood by Amasa.
你就看到说，亚玛撒这个不是大卫王他当时候亲自说的，你就是要当元帅，你就是率领军队去追示巴吗？不是王下的命令吗
？And isn't Amasa someone that David has appointed to go after Sheba?
但是现在这些人，他听到了这个人这样一讲以后，哎。跑去跟约押，就跟着他去了。
But now that after they heard the word of this man, people just follow Joab.
你就看到说，有时候我们听到人谁说什么都没有去想说，这到底谁说的呢
？And so, this made us ponder that we don't really think about, who said such things.
这些话到底是从哪里来的
？Where do these words come from?
是王亲自说的吗
？Does it come from the king himself?
其实不是啊，王根本没有讲。
No, because the king did not appoint him.
其实你看后来大卫对约押去杀了亚玛撒这件事情，他没有忘记啊。
And so we can see that later on in the story, David did not forget the incident of Joab killing.
到最后，约押也要为他自己的罪付代价的。
And in the end, Joab has to pay for his sin.
可是那时候众人听到有人这样宣告的时候，都没有去想说，这到底是谁下的命令呢？
So when the multitude heard this proclamation, they did not think who actually speak of this.
所以我们现在要从圣经里面去得到一个提醒。
And so we need to use this as a reminder to us.
我们有时候听到一些什么人讲什么话，一些什么道理哈，你要去想说这道理到底从哪里来的。
Sometimes we'll hear some type of so-called truth, but then you need to ponder where are these words coming from.
我们说我们要紧紧的跟随主。那什么意思
？What does it mean to hold on to God tightly and closely？
要把主所说的话，他下的命令，把它当作这个就是我应该听的标准。
And we need to put it as our standard to follow the words of God。
啊，不可以去随便听人家这样说，哦，就是好像就是真的是事实。
We cannot just listen lightly to what other people said。
那有时候我们如果是一个无知的哈，神有时候还会让我们遇到一些突然的事件，让我们被提醒。
So if you are someone that is very naive, sometimes God will give you some reminders.
我们之前这疫情这期间哈，在中国有一群不服教会真理的基本教义的一群人，他们分离出去，但是他们还是一样用真耶稣教会的名字，甚至他们有他们自己的网站，他们也跑到国外去做宣道到处要去建立。
And so during the pandemic, there is this group of people in China. They do not agree to the teaching of our church, yet they still use True Jesus Church as their name. And they even set up a website online and they try to preach their own gospel.
他们跑到非洲去。
And they even went to Africa.
一样是去传真书教会。
They also preached the gospel in the name of Lord Jesus Church.
他的真耶稣教会的教义，他的内涵已经跟我们原本的这个纯正的道理不一样，他们是已经偏离出去的。
But all their teachings have already been changed, and they are different than ours.
那带领的带头的几个人，其实已经被教会除名了。
And the people that led this group, they have already been excommunicated from our church.
他把我们的教义其实已经做了更改。
Because they changed our teaching.
我们的基本信仰十条，他已经把它改了。
They already changed our 10 basic beliefs.
但是他改得很微妙，如果你没有注意去分辨，你还有时候还搞不清楚。
But they only change it ever so slightly, so if you're not careful, you cannot differentiate.
那他们也一样用这些科技的方法架他们自己的网站，也建立他们自己的网络一些道理哈，也从我们的总会的网络里面去拿了一些道理放进去。听到人不知道说这个道理是哪里来的。
So they also make use of the technology and they set up their own website and they are also took some passage from our website.
那它里面的人有一些又是我们真耶稣教会弟兄姐妹，大家有认识的。
And these people are people that some of us know. They are from our church.
那如果你没有分辨，真耶稣教会啊。
And so if you're not careful to discern them, then you will believe that they are true Jesus church.
我们有位姐妹，她人在美国，但是她很希望把这个福音传给她在中国的长辈，她的亲人。
So there's a sister that lives in the United States, and she wished to preach the gospel to her relatives who lives in China.
她有一天接到一个网站，一个连结。
And so one day she received this website.
那这里面有很多的正道。
And there are many testimonies in this.
他想说，因为他没有去检查，还没有听听看，他就看，这个是真耶稣教会啊，他就把它转给他在中国的家人，请他说你就上去听。
And because she did not check these sermons herself, she just forwarded the website to her relatives in China to tell them to go and listen.
固定每一周他就收到一个通知，然后他就把它转出去给他的家人了。
And so every week she will receive a new notification from the website and she will forward to her relatives.
她自己没有时间去听了，她也不知道她里面讲什么。
But she herself did not have the time to listen to actually
listen to them. 她想说，反正我就是要，重点就是要我的家人能够来信主啊，来到教会，所以她想说从真耶稣教会出去了，她就把它转给他们说，你们要听啊，她打电话跟她说，你们要听要听。
But she just,
其实他们都没，还好他们没有很注意听。
But she just wished to preach to them, and she didn't listen to the sermon herself. But luckily, her relative did not listen to them.
后来她才知道说，原来这个网站她所得到的那个连结是那个分离出去的分子，不知道从哪里是得到她的资料，就把那个连结送到她里面去了。
And because later on she realized that this is not the real website from our church.
那她的家人其实曾经打开过听了一次，没有兴趣，觉得这个在讲什么，她也。反正后来听了一半就没有继续听下去了，就把它关掉了。
And so her family member actually tried to listen to it once, but they lost interest halfway through and they closed the link.
那可是他就每一周都这样子，差不多经历了差不多两个月。
So she did this for every week for about 2 months.
那这两个月当中哦，他就开始身体不舒服了。
So within this 2 months, she started to feel ill.
他的身体就是他不舒服，他知道他要祷告。
And so when her body feels ill, she knows that she needs to pray.
她祷告，然后她祷告完之后，她差不多也是这样子，她就觉得奇怪了，为什么会突然之间身体会出这个毛病啊？
But after she prayed, she felt that her prayers is ineffective.
她也没有想到说跟她传出去的这个信息有关系的。
And she did not realize it is the message that she was passing on.
一直到有一天，那个她参加网络聚会的时候。就有姐妹提到这个问题。
Until one day when she was in an online sermon, one of the sisters mentioned this problem.
因为这个姐妹她去听了，因为她连结出去，她听了这个人，这些人到底在讲什么？他们是从哪里来的？一听才说，这个连结根本就是那个分离分子他们那个异端，而且是里面是在跟教会作对的。她听出来了。
Because one of the sisters listened to these sermons and she realized this is a heresy and not the truth.
然后那个姐妹聚会的时候听到这个另外这个姐妹在分享了。
So when the sister heard the other sister share about this,
然后她才恍然大悟说，那我的父母亲，我在中国的亲人，不是都是送这个出去给他们的吗？
She suddenly realized she has been sending them a heresy to her parents and her relatives.
我怎么会成为一个传异端、帮助异端在散播的人呢？
And then she realized she is actually helping to spread this heresy.
然后她就很懊悔说，哇，其实我应该先听一听到底他们是在讲什么，才应该要做这个动作，先听一听才对嘛。我都没有听，就把他送出去了，送那个毒品给人家吃啊。
And then she realized she should have listened to her first, and now she is giving her relative drugs.
他就这个就是 poison 哈
，and poison
真的是让人中毒的，所以他一知道之后跪下来祷告，跟主耶稣认罪悔改。
And so after she realized this, she kneeled down immediately to pray and to repent.
她跟主耶稣说，主啊，我真的是太粗心大意了，我实在是太无知了。
And she repented to God to say that she is a fool.
她没有真的是很谨慎的去分辨这些道理。
And because she did not carefully discern the truth.
那还好神保护她的家人。
But luckily God protected her family.
因为听了一次还没有听完之后，她就不想听了，反正神就让他们没有再继续听这些错误的东西了。
And God made them lost interest when they heard this heresy.
他先祷告认罪悔改之后，他赶快打电话给他的家人。
So after she prayed and repented, she called her family.
他祷告完之后，他发现一个很大的改变。
And then after she prayed, she noticed a great change.
就是他本来那个身体的毛病，祷告完之后竟然好了。
That the condition of her health disappeared.
他其实做一个很简单的，不是很长的祷告。
And she didn't pray for a long period of time.
他就跟神认罪悔改说，主啊，我做错事，我这件事情怎么会这么糊涂，让这个异端这样子，而且还到我自己的家人去了，求你原谅我，我真的是不应该这样子，粗心大意。
She just repented to the Lord to say that she neglected this truth and she is sorry.
后来他祷告完之后，他就觉得他这病好了，主耶稣给他医治好了。
So after she prayed, she felt that God had healed her illness.
打电话去他家人再确定一下，他们在有没有在听，才发现说还好，他们后来都没有听了。
And then she called her family to make sure that they did not listen to this.
这就是主耶稣的保守。
And this is how God had kept her family.
那也是主的提醒。
It is also a reminder from our Lord.
那也是因为他不断的在跟弟兄姐妹保持联系，那也在参加聚会，他有听到这些相关的消息。
And it's also because she often attends services with our brethren, so that's why she heard.
所以他才醒悟，从这个被迷、已经被骗的这个当下，他醒悟过来。
And that's how she woke up from this.
然后他就让许多同龄都知道说，有些网络他送进来的东西连结，你要小心。
And so we need to double check all the links and the website that we receive.
这到底从哪里来的？
And where do they come from?
它里面到底在讲什么？
And what are they talking about?
是谁说的？这是圣灵的声音吗？还是这个是魔鬼在欺骗人的谎言？
This is really the message from the Holy Spirit or the devil trying to deceive us.
我们今天要紧紧的跟随主。
And today we need to follow our Lord's
steadfastly. 要分辨那个命令，那个东西是从哪里来的，谁下的。
We need to differentiate where this order or message comes from.
我们才不会被骗。
Then we will not be tricked.
那我们现在看圣经在撒母耳记下二十章，他接下来就讲一个又讲一件事情。
And then let's continue to look at the incident in 2 Samuel chapter
20. 就是示巴他一路一直走，他跑到了哪里去了呢？我们现在看第十四节。
Let's read verse 14. Where did Sheba went?
二十章的十四节。
Chapter 20, verse 14.
他走遍以色列各支派，直到伯玛家的亚比拉。并比利人的全地，那些地方的人也都聚集跟随他。
14. And he went through all the tribe of Israel to Abel and Beth Macha and all the Berites, so they were gathered together and also went after Sheba.
那这个亚比拉这个城市是什么？
And where is this city?
我们现在看跳过去看第十八节。
Let's jump to verse 18.
妇人说，古时有话说，当先在亚比拉求问，然后事就定妥。
Verse 18. So she spoke, saying, "They used to talk in former times, saying they shall surely see guidance at Abel."
第十九节，我们这城的人住在在以色列人中是和平的、忠厚的。你为何要毁坏以色列中的大城，吞灭主的产业呢？
19. I am among the peaceful and the faithful of Israel. You seek to destroy a city and the mother in Israel. Why would you swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?
第十八节所说的，当在亚比拉求问事就定妥，意思就是说，古时候人都知道亚比拉这一层里面是有智慧的人。
And so the former time, everyone know that in the city of Abel lies wisdom.
那你现在只要把道理讲清楚，事情就搞定了。
So now you just need to tell them the truth, and then you can solve this problem.
表示说，他们这里的人，他们事实上是非常能够懂得分辨，然后也很有理性。你只要把它讲清楚，这里的人就 OK 的。
It shows that these people in the city, they are very reasonable. You just need to tell them the truth.
他们是和平的，是忠厚老实的。
They are peaceable and faithful.
但是，也就是因为这样子，哎，他们现在竟然被这个示巴骗了，他们竟然跟随示巴去反抗大卫了。
But then they actually follow Sheba and they are against David.
好，那现在约押来攻城。
So now Joab is at the city.
那这个聪明的妇人觉得莫名其妙，为什么大卫的元帅现在要来攻打我们呢？
And so this wise woman felt it is very odd how the marshal of King David want to attack them.
然后之后问了原因才知道说，哦，原来这个人呢，这个示巴跑到我们这边来藏了。
And then she realized that this person Sheba is now hiding in the city.
现在这个聪明的妇人，她去跟众人说，要把这个示巴把他叫出来。
So this wise woman went to the people in her city and to tell them to find Sheba.
哎，结果那个示巴，他的头颅、他的首级就掉了，然后就丢给约押，事情就解决了。
And so they killed Sheba and they gave his head to Joab.
我们看到是那个亚比拉这城里的人哦，一开始你看傻傻的跟随着那个示巴。
So we can see that the city of Abel and Beth Masha initially they just foolishly follow Sheba.
但是听了这个聪明的妇人这番话跟分析了之后，原来知道事情真相之后，哎，他们现在又归服大卫，然后把示巴这个人斩首。他们就又回归到大卫的这个统治底下。
They listened to the truth by this wise woman. They killed Sheba and they returned to follow David.
你就看到说这个人的心哦，等一下跟这个，等一下要跟别人。
So we can see that the men of heart they just follow any random person.
在说明我们这些人哦，我们的思想有时候很容易被影响改变的。
And which is to tell us that our train of thoughts are easily influenced.
我们要好好的分辨。
And we need to differentiate.
紧紧的跟随主。
And we need to hold on to God steadfastly.
也就是说，我们要对主耶稣认识，他是不会改变的。
And we need to know Jesus to understand that He will never change.
他的话也不会改变的。
His words will never change.
他的命令不会等一下这样，等一下那样的。
And His commandment will never change.
我们要深入的去查考主耶稣基督。
And we need to study the words of God deeply.
然后最后要非常坚定的跟他这样说。
And then in the end, we need to be steadfast and said.
像当初主问他的使徒彼得他所回答的。
And just like how his disciple Peter, how he answered Jesus.
看约翰福音第六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
第六章，我们看第六十六节。
Chapter 6 verse 66.
约翰福音六章六十六节。
John chapter 6 verse 66.
从此他的门徒中都有退去的，不再和他同行。耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？六十八。
68.
西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。请读。
66. From the time many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more, then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? 68. But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
愿我们都能够紧紧地跟随主。
May we can all hold fast to the Lord steadfastly.
我们都能够跟主这样说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
May we all be able to tell the Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
唱诗。
They are singing hymn.
62首。
62.